It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are talking about the Motherlode Fair, highlighting the annual event in Tuolumne County, taking place this weekend at the fairgrounds. Now, this show was recorded earlier in the week, and it is airing throughout the weekend on the Clark Broadcasting radio stations. So some of the events you may hear about, talked about, may have already occurred, but we are celebrating the fair events as they are taking place this weekend. We're pleased to be joined on the show by a pair of guests. We have the president of the Motherlode Fair Board of Directors, Ron Hamilton, and we also have the livestock superintendent of the fair, Kim Helmholt. We want to thank you both for coming on today.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
You know, I'll start first as we open up today to talk just a little bit about the fair's theme this year. And Kim Helmholt, what was kind of the theme that was picked for the event?
The fair theme this year is Sow It, Grow It, Show It. And that's kind of a tribute to our stills and our livestock growing. The sowing goes back to, we want everybody to sow. We, of course, want our stills exhibits to grow. But we also really want to see everybody show at the fair. It's something that we found out a lot of people don't know they can do.
You know, the fair, it's really kind of a homecoming in the community to a certain degree. And I know both of you have been very active in the fair over the years. Kim, how long have you been active with the Motherlode Fair?
About 35 years through an exhibitor, parent, and staff member.
That's great. Ron Hamilton, how about you?
This would be my 48th year started as a 4-H member, then as a 4-H leader and a parent and volunteer, and now as a fair board of directors.
Imagine a lot of fun times over the years.
Yeah, a lot of interesting stories we could tell about the past.
Well, we're talking, highlighting this year's event. It's always a popular event in the community. And I'll go back over to Kim. You know, what are the different types of exhibits and competitions held each year at the fair?
We have stills exhibits, which are our community competitive exhibits. They can range from photography and fine arts to ag horticulture exhibits, gardening, floral, and junior arts and crafts. It's something that more community members should really be involved in. It's a fun way to showcase what you can do, your talents, your hidden talents.
So how does it work? People turn in their different projects and then they're graded by a panel or something like that?
We have an entry period about a month before the fair. People can pick up one of our handbooks then, go through, look at the different divisions and categories, pick what they want to enter, submit their entry form, and then a couple weeks ahead of time, they bring in those exhibits. And we do hire judges. Lots of them are community members. Some are professional judges, but they come in and rank everything and hand out the ribbons.
And those entrants and those projects are on display at the fairgrounds this weekend?
They are. They are in the Sierra building.
Okay. And then how about the carnival events? I'll turn over to Ron Hamilton. What kind of carnival events can people expect this year?
We're excited because we have a lot of big rides coming this year because we were the only fair in California during the 4th of July. So we have the opportunity to really put in a lot of rides like Silver Streak. The kids love the Zipper. It'll be back. Freak Out, the Rock Star. Those are just some of the rides that'll be there. So the fairgrounds will be full this year with rides, especially tailored, catering more to the bigger kids this year than in the past.
Very good. And it's, you know, sometimes been called the hottest fair in California. Not so much this year. It looks like temperatures in the 80s. Very, very nice out there.
Yeah, we're very excited because there's been some years we've been down there in the livestock area when it's 113 degrees. And no matter what kind of a fan you have blowing, you just can't cool yourself off. So to be in the mid 80s is a nice, nice forecast.
You know, how big of a weekend is this for the local 4-H and FFA students in Tuolumne County?
Well, you know, it's the end of the year. Accumulation of their project and all their hard work. And Kim can, of course, talk more about the shows and the auction event. But it's a chance for the kids to show off to the community in one setting their hard work with their animals and with their exhibits, maybe welding or woodworking that's up in the main buildings. But in the animal livestock area, it's really the opportunity for the kids to show what they've been doing with their breeding stock and with their market animals. And what people don't know is, for example, the steer kids. Some of these kids have had these steers for over a year and a half. And so it's not just something they get overnight and bring to the fair. It's just a lot of hard work.
And Kim Helmholt, what are the details of the livestock auction?
The livestock auction will start with buyer registration at 3 o'clock on Saturday. The auction's going to kick off at 4 o'clock. We're looking at maybe an estimated 250 animals in that auction this year, and that ranges through all species. So we're going to sell everything in one auction, beef, sheep, swine, but we're also putting those small animals in that are our meat goats, poultry, rabbits.
You know, for anybody who's never attended the livestock auction, how does it work?
It's really kind of an exciting process. Come down, register to be a buyer, even if you just want to come hang out and watch how this happens. Everybody's going to get their shot in that sale ring, and everybody has a chance to bid. So we want to see those bids go up.
And anybody can register to bid ahead of time?
They can. They can actually pre-register on motherlodefair.org.
Ron Hamilton, anything else you want to add about the livestock auction and how it works throughout the weekend?
You know, last year the community did such a tremendous job supporting these kids, and we want to thank them for that. But we want to also encourage not only buyers who have been there in the past, but new businesses or new buyers. You don't have to be a business to be a buyer at our auction, and you don't have to have bought in the past years. You can be a new buyer this year. And of course, we celebrate past buyers each year by selecting a buyer of the year. But we also love those new buyers who come out for the first time.
And that special award, Buyer of the Year, that's going to be announced at the fair this weekend?
It will be announced just before the auction starts on Saturday.
Very good. And, you know, Ron Hamilton, anything else just about the life skills that these kids are learning with this livestock event?
You know, to raise an animal, really, these kids are learning a lot of different things. They have to be their own veterinarian because they have to know how to doctor that animal if it gets sick. Or they have to be their own dietitian because they have to know the nutrition of what they're feeding their animal to make them grow to be the right weight range. You don't just feed a pig or a lamb or a steer and bring it to the fair. You have to fit in a certain weight range and have to meet market quality qualifications. And then they have to be an entrepreneur, a businessman to market their own business, which is their animal. So they're really learning a large gamut of things raising these animals for the fair.
And Kim, if somebody is the winning bidder on the livestock, what's kind of the next process or what happens next?
The next process is after they've signed the sales agreement, they need to decide if they want to resell the animal and not keep the meat or if they're going to have it processed to go in their own freezer. And it doesn't have to be a single buyer that does it. Some people go in a group. We have multiple buyers on one animal.
So if they do choose to have it processed, is that something that's done through the fair, or they do that by themselves?
We send everything to the processor, and then after that, it will go back to whichever locker they decide to use, whichever butcher, and then they're contacted from the butcher, and the fair is out of it at that point.
And again, so for Saturday afternoon, what is kind of the timeline people need to attend and get there to register?
The gates will open at 3 o'clock, and we suggest people get there. We want people there registered when that first lot goes up on the block at 4 o'clock.
Then how long do people anticipate staying at the event?
It could be several hours this year with as many market animals as we have. So, you know, of course, the sale order will come out. Look and see if what you're looking for, maybe you're looking for a particular species. If you want turkeys and they're not selling for an hour in, you know you can wander around and hang out before you have to step in there into the auction arena.
I imagine it's nice just to see the community really turn out, and as mentioned, kind of some record-breaking years in recent past.
It is. It's a party atmosphere down there. That's what it's all about.
All about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the Motherlode Fair on this weekend show. It is taking place this weekend at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. A lot of different things happening all throughout the weekend. And we're talking about it and celebrating the event on this weekend show. We're pleased to be joined in studio today by Ron Hamilton. He's the president of the Motherlode Fair Board of Directors. And we also have Kim Hembold, who is the livestock superintendent, who's been talking a lot about the big livestock event that takes place Saturday afternoon during the fair weekend. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.